The United States and the United Kingdom remain on high alert this morning after explosives-laden parcels were discovered and intercepted yesterday aboard planes in transit from Yemen to the United States. Parcels and cargo planes have been searched in the US, UK and Dubai, and it's been confirmed that some of the packages contained explosive material. Christopher Altieri reports.
Authorities on three continents thwarted multiple terrorist attacks aimed at the United States from Yemen yesterday, seizing two explosive packages addressed to Chicago-area synagogues and packed aboard cargo jets. U.S. President Barack Obama has called the coordinated attacks a credible terrorist threat, and U.S. officials are saying they are increasingly confident that the group responsible for the failed Detroit airliner bombing last Christmas, the Yemen-based Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, is also responsible for this latest attempt, with preliminary tests indicating the packages contained the same chemical used in the Christmas attack. President Obama says the Yemeni government is cooperating.
We will continue to strengthen our cooperation with the Yemeni government to disrupt plotting by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and to destroy this Al-Qaeda affiliate. We'll also continue our efforts to strengthen a more stable, secure, and prosperous Yemen so that terrorist groups do not have the time and space they need to plan attacks from within its borders.
The radical U.S.-born Muslim cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who now is hiding in Yemen, is believed to have helped inspire recent attacks, including the Fort Hood shooting, the Times Square bombing attempt, and the failed Detroit airliner bombing last Christmas Day. Another American hiding in Yemen, Samir Khan, has declared himself a traitor and has helped produce al-Qaeda propaganda. U.S. intelligence officials warned last month that terrorists were hoping to ship chemical and biological materials as part of an attack on the U.S. and other Western countries using the mail. Obama administration officials say the United States is not assuming that the attacks have been disrupted and is remaining vigilant. I'm Chris Altieri.